Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always in motion doing something. Remember something about the Lord. Everything he does begins in seed form. And when he give us something to do, when he give us things to do, it starts working. He begins a process of life. Every time we grow from glory to glory. And as we are faithful, he gives us more. And because you can understand more, he gives you more because you can process and be faithful with more. Once you can once you've accomplished something and you were faithful, he gives you more to be faithful with. That's just the way of God. You know, the parable of the talent, the Lord, he said that the master gave one of his servants 5 talents, another 2, and another 1, according to their several ability. Now, and they took what their master gave them, and the first 2 doubled it. The other one, he didn't do anything with his, and it was taken and given to the one who was the most faithful. And that's how life is. When you're faithful, your life is continually mounting up, and the Lord equips you to do greater things. And because you love God, you do those things, and you master things. You're equipping others to live too. And so, because you've been faithful and you're equipped, the Lord will give you things to do that others didn't do. But you're going to be rewarded more than the ones that didn't. Now, rewards don't mean much to us right now. Whatever you do for God, most of the time it's unknown anyway to man. God knows it, and he keeps good records, and he's going to reward you for it. But your reward is over time. You're putting things in motion that the enemy can't reverse, and you're teaching people about life in the Holy Spirit. You're teaching people about Holy Spirit lifestyles. You're teaching people about the love of God, the ways of God. And you're putting things in motion that produces life. And because you're faithful with what God has given you, he can cause you to do greater things over time that other people wouldn't do. Not that they couldn't, they would not. And when preachers don't follow God, then they can't qualify for certain assignments. And when they can't qualify for certain assignments, they also can't be, they don't do them, so they can't be rewarded for those assignments. You can only be rewarded for what you've done. And when you follow God, other people are going to live. Some people look at the work of God as a labor that they don't want to do. But the problem is, the work of God is life. And we do it in his strength anyway. We're just yielding our vessel and allowing God to use us. But there's great joy. There's great joy in doing God's will right now. And sometimes I focus on my great joy more than the rewards that I will receive one day. I hardly ever think about it. I teach about the rewards only when the Lord prompts me to do it. I don't think about the rewards often. I think about the joy that I'm enjoying right now. And I'm thinking about, I try to focus all of my attention on the Lord so that I can cooperate with him. I know for a fact, if I can cooperate with him and do exactly what he say, people will live. And that's very exciting to me. And that's something I greatly desire, and that's something that we all desperately need. But we need people doing the same thing. And I don't get hung up on, I want to be the greatest. That's stupid to me. because you're disqualifying what God has put in other people. And when I look at what God has put in other people, I'm so thankful for that I listen to the people that God is using. You know, I like to listen to my pastor. I like to listen to Henry Groover, and I like to listen to Steve Quayle, L.A. Marzulli, Perry Stone, Irvin Baxter. I love to listen to see what God is doing to buried people. All these people have one thing in common. They love God and they seek to do His word. But God has given them individual assignments that's different. You know, it's just different. I thank God for it. And when I listen to Tom Horn and Tim Alberino, you know, he works with Steve Quayle mostly, but still, these men of God have sacrificed to learn something, to relay something. And it pertains to life and godliness. It's giving people fair warning of things to come. See, our God don't let things sneak up on us. And I, the way Jonathan Cahn put that harbinger together, God used him. God did that. That's the Holy Ghost work. But he tread the path. And he's going to be rewarded for treading the path. When you tread your path, it's a beautiful work. Nobody's going to pat you on the back in your first stages. Most people will probably think you're dumb or stupid or nuts for even trying something that they can't see. People want something they can see. If you have a qualified ministry in their eyes, you're a pastor at a big Baptist church, or you're a pastor of a big church, something people can see. You're on the radio or you're on TV. And people don't really listen to people on TV either. They'll watch them. But sometimes when people have a large ministry that people can't see, they're tempted to appeal to the crowd. And it's easier to lose focus when you have something that a lot of people are watching. But if you build it on the right foundation, the right people will watch, and there won't be the pressure to fall and do something stupid. Because people don't always want to hear about their sin. They want to hear about something that they can master. If they feel like they're failing, they don't like that. They don't want to be around it. And I sense that. But see, if you're looking at the Lord, you're growing. And I don't believe in quelling the word, watering the word down just to get a crowd of people that don't really want to follow God. So I made a decision a long time ago. I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it exactly like God gave it to me. The Lord knows how to deal with people. He knows how to tone me down to speak a precise living word that they can handle. And He knows how to cause me to say whatever it is He needs on a greater level. So I watch Him. I don't try to do it myself out of my own strength, mind, and wit. I do it out of His strength, His mind, His wit. And there's no pressure that way, because I'm trusting Him. I'm just doing what He said to do, and it works. But He trained me for that. And that's something that's required. And whatever you're doing, you have to trust God. If you're not going to trust God, it's not going to work right. But if you do trust God, it will work right. And you will be able to distinguish what's right from what's wrong, what's God from what's Satan, what's of your heart and what's of your mind. If you fill your heart with the Word of God, you're going to follow God. And your heart will renew your mind. Or the Word in your heart will renew your mind. Because you got greater light in your heart. and it's greater than what than the way you think and process, and you'll make the better choice. It's important to do these things. It's important to see, when you receive God's word, you're receiving His strength, and then the Holy Spirit will help you understand how to operate in it. And that, now you're doing operating a living work. Whatever God say do, it's going to work. It's not going to be a hard case, and He'll help you destroy hard cases. He'll help you master the greater mountains, and you'll do it in His strength. And whatever you have to deal with, anything you're tempted to do, you'll do it in His strength. You'll do it His way, and it's going to work well, beyond, far beyond your expectations. And when the Lord comes back, He's going to catch you doing work. I know what it's like. The boss tell you to do something, he don't have time to go watch you do it. And then I used to go to the back of the grocery store and clean up. When I was caught up, I'd go clean up all the paper. I used to like to do that. I didn't like being on the floor anyway. I used to like to make bales, crush all the cardboard, bail it up, and put it outside on the pallet. And I would clean up the back room, and I'd be working and doing all the stuff I had to do, and I'd turn around, my boss would be smiling. You know, I still remember those days. And that's how Jesus do when we're working as unto God. When I first got saved, I wanted to serve God so much. I loved God, and I wanted to serve Him. And I didn't know how to preach, and I didn't know how to teach. But I wanted to do something. So I worked as unto God. I did my everyday work as unto God. When it was snow, a snowstorm would hit, and people needed their groceries, I felt like an emergency worker. I wanted to be a blessing to the people while it was snowing. I went and got buggies for the women, and so they wouldn't have to walk out there in that snow. If they needed something off the shelf that they couldn't find, I'd run and get it. I mean, that was a joy to me. It was kind of like when Paul was put in jail. He was worshiping God because he was worthy to be beaten for the cause of Christ. And people in the jail, when the earthquake happened, they didn't leave. They never saw anything like that before. This man had unspeakable joy in jail. And some people will grudgingly say, how in the world can you have joy doing hard work? When you're doing things for the Lord, it takes all the pain out of it. It's a joy to serve God. I was so thankful for salvation and the new hope that I had, that I still feel that way. It's the same thing. It mounts up. You don't have to lose your first love just because other people do. If you stay focused on the Lord, you're going to learn something. You're going to stick with the living plan of God. And you're going to see what He can actually do in you. You read about what He can do, what He's done in other people, and it's beautiful. And you won't, you know, it, but now you're on the scene. You know, all the great men of God are gone. They're not on the scene. It's you and the Holy Spirit. It was them and the Holy Spirit putting things in order, building a road for you to walk. Now you're on that road with the Holy Spirit. You're standing on their shoulders doing your work for God, and God is with you. And as long as you do precisely what He say, see, you can't come up with the wisdom it takes to make something go forward, but God can. And when we do things in His strength, we learn who He is and what He's capable of in us. I love it. These things to me are priceless, and you got to, because of the justice of God, you got to be rewarded for these things. But that's not why I do it. I know it in the back of my mind, I know that that's true. But that's not what I process. I process the joy and make sure I do what he say do right now. And as you prosper, you will have more to work with. You will have a buildup of blessings. Things will be added to your life. And Jesus did use the word added, not multiplied. And you will have more to work with. But that's not God. The things that you've acquired and the blessings and rewards you've attained are not, that's not God. That's just a result of obedience. That's all it'll ever be. But God is the one who made it all go. And remember, you're going to live forever. You're going to live forever. You don't die in God's kingdom. There's no death in God's kingdom. Even when we die on earth, we're in God's kingdom. Our body dies, but it will be brought back to life. In other words, no death is final in God's kingdom. And once you die in your body, if the Lord don't bring you right back, and you do die and your body does decay, it will be brought back to life and you will live forever. And there's no death in the kingdom of God, ultimately. But see, God took away all the evidence that don't require faith. All the God gave us evidence, but it requires faith. If people get born again and live forever and never age, then people say, aha, it's working. I want to be a Christian too. And they'll do it in false, without sincerity. So the same thing that happened to them happened to us. But when we choose to live according to the love of God, following in peace, we live a life that's set apart. A life that calls them home. A life that calls them to come to God. And it's beautiful. And it's awesome. We need to know what God is doing. And we need to live for him. We need to have wisdom and understanding. We need to have great joy flowing through our lives. Flowing throughout our lives. Because whatever God is doing, that's what we need to be doing. God, he goes forward and his life is flowing. The joy of the Lord is flowing through his life. And he made us as he is, so are we in this earth. Oh, I love it. It's so wonderful to talk about the mighty things of God and the men of God and the women of God that love him. And I like to see all of God's people do well and do his word. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.